This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is facing an impeachment probe over his request for Ukraine to investigate his political rival, Joe Biden. But on Thursday, he asked another country to do the same. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
He's publicly acknowledging telling Ukraine's leader to look into the former vice president and 2020 opponent.
It's a very simple answer. They should investigate the Biden.
And then, unprompted, added another nation to the list, China. The president's been trying to raise suspicions about Hunter Biden's business dealings there, but says he has not yet directly asked President Xi Jinping to investigate.
Certainly something we can start thinking about.
There's no evidence of any Biden wrongdoing in China, and Biden's campaign chair says this shows the president's acting out because he's scared of Biden beating him. Yesterday on KOLO TV, Biden dismissed the president's attacks.
I'm not going anywhere.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The former special U.S. envoy to Ukraine has told congressional lawmakers he was not personally involved in President Trump's effort to have that country's leaders investigate Joe Biden's family. In fact, Kurt Volker told staff from three House committees that he warned Ukrainians to steer clear of American politics. Volker spent hours behind closed doors as the House committees pored through dozens of pages of the once obscure diplomat's text messages and correspondence. The day-long appearance is the first in what is expected to be a series of interviews with officials inside and outside the State Department. House investigators want to understand if they played any role in or have more information about Trump's efforts to press Ukraine's presidents for damaging information about Joe Biden, who is now a Democratic presidential contender and top rival. This